This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Cities are getting smarter and with the advent of the Internet of Things, places are being connected, traffic lights are talking to each other, buildings are becoming more friendlier to Mother Nature, and citizens are living a better life. And we live in the world of apps, and here with me today is Jeremy Lee. He's the CEO of Social Ant, an organization in Malaysia that helps government and businesses to develop innovative technology solutions to maximize social impact. And with that vision, you have created an app called Clue. It's a crowdsourcing app that users can report various problems in and around your city. So, Jeremy, what is Clue and how did this all begin for Social Ant as well to create an app called Clue, which is a crowdsourcing app?
Well, first of all, Jeff, thanks for inviting me. Let's try and clear the air a little bit. We did not develop Clue itself. Together with our business partners in Indonesia, they had a vision to ensure their cities will be improved through better living conditions. And they've been around for 3 years. And we spoke to them and decided to let's take on the whole world, based on using Clue and create something similar like Waze, but instead of just traffic, it's for anything and everything else.
So it happened because of a conversation that happened in Jakarta. That's why, I guess, why Jakarta is taking the lead in Clue in that sense, right?
Yes, it is.
And how long ago was this that, the whole discussion came about, and how long has Clue been around in Jakarta?
Well, officially, Clue has been around in Jakarta and in operation for the last 3 years. We've been seeing the improvements in the cities. You can Google it on the internet. You can find out the information on the mainstream papers that their living conditions has improved tremendously. The government has acknowledged that they have attended to at least 85% of all reports that come in through Clue. So on an average, we get about 1,000 reports a day via Clue. That's just via Clue alone. So for a government to attend 85% of them, it's very, very good.
And generally because, there's so many layers when a government or an agency or a government agency needs to respond to a request by a citizen. Generally, there are many layers. And Clue, I guess, sort of eliminates those layers and makes it easier for you to communicate to the person and sort of see what's happening in between and follow the report. Is that what it is in itself?
Yes, it is. It is. It's directly involves the citizens and the city government or the city officials. But what's good about it allows the government now to interact back with the citizens. That's what we're lacking in a lot of countries worldwide, is because the citizens do not get that communication directly with the government officials. And now with this app, it allows them to now interact with each other, allowing the government to understand the day-to-day aspirations and the plight of the citizens, what really matters to them on a daily basis.
And as you mentioned, it's been around for about 3 years in Jakarta. How tough was it in the earlier stages? And, what's some of the building blocks that are needed in order for, something like Clue to be really useful?
Wow, that's 3 years ago. I think getting all the relevant government agencies involved, it was one of the toughest.
And even in Jakarta, was it a lot of government agencies?
Yes, a lot of government agencies. Most of the main government agencies are involved, whether it's the DBKL of Jakarta kind of thing, or it's the Narcotics and Police Department. Jakarta government decided that we need to implement and get all the relevant agencies in. But what was good and made it I wouldn't say very easy, but a lot more easier was that the communication was driven top down. So with an app like that, it really needs to come from the top and addressed all the way to the bottom. But yes, even though with an official letter and knocking on different agencies, we had a little bit of a tough time getting information and getting working with the relevant departments and individuals in their teams. But after a good 1 year of knocking on everyone's doors, and now everyone's integrated, I would say.
So what changed their mind in that a year and a half space? Is it the, showing how Clue actually works and seeing the benefit, which is...
Yes, having that benefit of ensuring that the city has now prospered, whether it's your day-to-day traffic jams, which we all know Jakarta has the worst traffic jams, one of the toughest and the longest traffic jams in Asia. But what's really exciting is that the team or the government agencies are now able to conduct their work more efficiently. The government sees that there's a lot of cost savings, and instead of deploying people unnecessary to different areas, they get a lot of direct feedbacks. So you've got KPI driven on the city government officials as well. So they're definitely wanting to work hard. But what happened was that the rest of the agencies knew that this was the way to go, and that the government decided we need to move to this direction and to have open transparencies. We need to promote efficiencies. We need to get the confidence of the Jakarta citizens, or what we call the rakyat. That's how it all started, and the rest of the agencies decided to jump on board.
And when you talked about having that top-down approach, and it took about a year and a half before it sort of really kicked in, that top-down, was it the governor of Jakarta itself saying that, you know, we should actually embrace this kind of things?
Yes, it was the governor itself. So it was Ahok who was, is the city official, or the main city governor of Jakarta. And Ahok has been very pro on using Clue to go on a day-to-day business operations as a city government. And he uses all the data and analyzes what is really needed for different areas in Jakarta, whether it's different zones and different plights from the nation.
So how does Clue sort of incorporates all of these? And as a user, what am I seeing in Clue when I download the app? What am I able to do? How does it sort of, you know, am I able to report of a pothole? Am I able to report of a flood? Am I able to report of my cat climbed up on the tree and it's missing? What can I do with Clue?
Well, let's just say you can report on a lot of stuff. Okay, but very basically, we always work on sanitation, which is basically you can report on trash. You can report on rubbish that's strewn all over the city or on the streets that no one has noticed, or if you have noticed while driving. We can report on potholes. That's very, very important, especially in Jakarta. But we noticed that there's a lot more potholes here in Malaysia as well. And we can report on criminal activities or illegal branding or illegal banners. You know, we get a lot of that. And you get your kids asking you, "Daddy, what's..." I didn't know they have a specific toys for you guys, you know. And it's things like that that we want to snap a picture and report it back to the government so that they can remove it as efficiently or as quickly as possible.
I'm speaking to Jeremy Lee. He's the CEO of Social Ant. It's an organization in Malaysia that helps government and businesses to develop innovative technology solutions to maximize social impact. And we're talking about Clue. It's an app. It's spelled as Q-L-U-E. And we'll be right back with Jeremy Lee, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk. My name is Jeff Sandhu and I'm here with Jeremy Lee. He is from Social Ant and we're talking about Clue. It's a crowdsourcing app that users can report various problems in and around your city. It's sort of like the first step to a smart city, because, you know, a lot of talks are going on. Every nation or every city seems to be driving this smart city initiative or a smart nation initiative. And it always comes down to how it benefits back to the people or the citizens living in that city. And it feels like, you know, we live in a digital world these days, in an app world. It feels like, you know, we don't actually need to do so much in order to make a city smart. An app like Clue could, in fact, be, you know, your first step to a smart city. Is that the way sort of for us to test, to see how far the city is, you know, progressing in that direction towards being a smarter city in a way?
Well, yes, you can say that. First of all, we believe that using Clue will help city governments to understand how to build that smart city, whether it's putting the right street lights or the right traffic lights, or even building an overhead bridge for that matter, whether it's really resourceful or does the citizens need it at that point of time. So this allows the government to crowdsource and gather the information to put things relevant, instead of just building something and end up that it's never relevant. That's what happens most of the time. But what we can also see is that with Clue, we are able to integrate different Internet of Things. So whether it's the garbage truck that has a GPS tracker and we can monitor them. And when you put a notification or a report up saying that there is a pothole here, you've got a department that goes around filling up potholes. Imagine that, I'm just saying. They can actually get that information and they can be deployed to go ahead and fix up that pothole within an X number of hours. So if the government says, okay, whenever we receive a pothole of a certain size, we've got 12 hours to go and repair it. So when a citizen reports it, they will get that notification and then they will go straight to the location and they can actually repair the pothole within that specific time.
And a lot of us seems to be, us Malaysian, we seem to be very proactive, or we seem to like posting stuff of other people's wrongdoings. And we would do it normally generally on Facebook, which is where normally our complaints would come from. Why is something like Clue actually more important and actually useful to governments instead of them just monitoring Facebook, you would say?
Yeah, well, I guess we all have that similar problem. We like to vent a lot on Facebook. But the problem is, who are you venting it out to? Who's really listening? Are the government officials or that private businesses that you're talking about really listening to it? Apart from your friends. And if you notice, your comments on a certain report might start off with 30 likes. And if you keep, you know, venting your anger over on Facebook, you start seeing that there's only one person who's reading it and liking it, as opposed to just putting a nice picture of something else or yourself. So we notice that people don't want to associate your day-to-day aspirations or your day-to-day plight into their daily life. I mean, they're living happily. Why would I want to read something that's so negative? Mm. With Clue, we allow it to now put into one single vehicle or one single platform and channel all reports in there. So it's really dedicated in that sense. I mean, it's also moving from the traditional way or the legacy system that most government has, which is basically getting the info via their call center, updating it via Excel, which we know of, and submitting it to the officials to go and do it, come back with a black and white report, updating it back on Facebook, and then putting on an Excel that this has been completed. So this really takes up a lot of time, and really it's very inefficient for a modern day or modern era that we live in.
And with Clue, it's different because you are actually reporting to someone who's in charge in that particular department to do something about it in that sense.
Yes, exactly. And with this report, you'd be surprised. Even the city governor will be able to monitor all reports on real time. So he'll be able to see how many reports that are still pending, how many reports are in process by his officials, how many reports have been completed in, say, the last 7 days. You know, he pulls up the computer screen and he's able to check everything out.
And this is sort of, in a way, enables him to sort of view like a KPI of people or officers working within that particular department to report on certain issues in that sense. You will be able to track that progress.
Yes, you'll be able to track their progress individually and as a department. Mm. That's good. It's because the app is similar like a gamification process. So points are given to city officials who have completed their task within a certain time. And if you don't complete your task, points will be reduced. Now the city governor is able to now track individually which staff has his workload, which staff has actually completed his job. And then he's also able to now allow staffs to move up the ladder, which he never was able to because he never knew who was really on ground. And with this, I'm sure that we're opening more jobs out there, whether it's for the city government or even for our enterprise as admin team to help work with the government itself.
And it's not just the government or the public sector. The private sector also actually plays a part in Clue. They also are represented in Clue.
Yes, the private sector will also play a part. I mean, for example, you go to a mall and you're unhappy with a service. You can report it via Clue. The report will just channel directly to the management and they'll be able to attend to your reports. Mm. That's really great about it. I mean, imagine going to a supermarket, you know, or doing your groceries and you find that the prices are not right. And then you snap a picture and you upload it and everyone gets it and the management gets it. And he's able to now understand the real problems, which he never did.
Mm. And now that we see it's in Jakarta for about 3 years, there is obviously traction in Jakarta. I just did a search on Clue and on a news search, it showed up everything about Jakarta. The mayor was talking about it. So it kind of feels like there is traction in Jakarta, despite being still a very relatively new app in a very new space, in a smart city space. And obviously, you're planning to now bring this around to different regions of part of the Southeast Asia region, because I'm sure a lot of the problems that, you know, citizens in Jakarta face are kind of like the same problems that, you know, we would face here in Malaysia or people in Thailand would face in Bangkok and so forth. You know, what is some of the building blocks that are required by a certain city before you can actually deploy? What's needed in a city before something like Clue can actually work? Is it the mindset of the citizens, or is it the transparency side of the way government agencies work, or is it just everything that encompasses everything about smart city that needs to actually happen?
Well, I would say if you understand Clue, or once you start using Clue, there is a common word that we always use in the entire app. It's called community. And we believe that community engages both citizens and also the private enterprises and the government itself. So we believe in building the entire community as a whole, getting everyone back together again. So when you say building blocks, is there one in particular or is it lopsided? I would say really it's the entire community. So like you said, we need the citizens to work hand in hand. You need to trust the government again. You need to give them the confidence that they are willing to change, that they want to move to excel in what they're doing. And the government itself also wants to promote transparency. They want to do a lot of cost savings. They want to ensure efficiency in the right team that they hire and deploy, or the third-party vendors that they engage. So the government itself also want to do that. And private enterprises will also acknowledge that we need the feedback, because with feedback, it only allows us to improve ourselves. And when we say feedback, it doesn't always mean it's just complaints. It's always compliments, suggestions, and complaints. That's what we always say.
And building apps like these that change people's lives, they always take a lot of time in order to get it right, in a sense. And, you know, time is something that startups, you know, it's the worst enemy for startups, because time is money and money is very hard to get by for startups. What's the business model like for Clue, and how does it sort of sustain itself on a long-term plan of, you know, trying to change citizens' lives?
Well, we would still go on a business-to-business and a business-to-government strategy. We would never charge the citizens for their reports, because it is crowdsourcing and we need to work with the community to build a better society, not for you, not for myself, not just for today, but for the future. So what we would do is the government or the private businesses will have to enterprise their business solutions here. But yes, we will find ways on how they can monetize it and not make it a burden to the citizens.
Are we going to see a Clue anytime in Malaysia, hopefully?
Well, hopefully. We've been in talks with a couple of state governments or city officials, and we're hoping to at least roll out by third quarter of this year, hopefully.
We've been talking a lot about Clue and, you know, how it's so efficient in Jakarta. It's being used in Jakarta for 3 years now, and we talked about, you know, your plans of hopefully Clue being here in Malaysia. But can we actually use Clue already?
Yes, we, the rakyat can actually use Clue. Malaysians are free to download. It's available on Google Play Store. On iOS, Apple Store, you still can find it. But obviously, we are making sure that our app is up to date on the iOS or the Apple Store. But the rakyat has to also be very patient with us, because we're still trying to get the city governments to join us in coming on board with Clue.
All right.
So your reports might take a little bit of time for them to revert or reply, but at least we're getting tractions from you guys. We'd like to also know what is your problem so that we can expedite the reports quickly to directly to them.
I guess if people who are, you know, always wants to be the first dips of, you know, they want to be like the, you know, the first movers of things, then, you know, definitely they should check out Clue, because it's obviously still very new in this stage here in Malaysia. Go and check it out on your Google Play. It's Clue, that's Q-L-U-E. I've been speaking to Jeremy Lee. He's the CEO of Social Ant, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.